WBEZ is supported by RRF Foundation for Aging. Let's talk about ageism awareness. Did you know one of the many forms of ageism is internalized ageism? In fact, negative self-perceptions of aging decreases quality of life and can shorten our lifespan by more than 7 years. Let's recognize and call out ageism whenever and wherever it shows up. Check out rrf.org/news to learn more. That's rrf.org/news.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. President Donald Trump says the White House is still considering whether to send National Guard troops to Chicago. Trump says as of now, it's contingent on Governor J.B. Pritzker asking for help, saying, quote, "We could stray down Chicago. All they have to do is ask us." Trump is now floating the idea of sending the National Guard to New Orleans, as he says Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry wants the National Guard to be sent in. The president's comments come as his administration is fighting a lawsuit over his deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles. And Illinois Democrats in Washington are condemning President Trump's plans to deploy federal immigration agents and the National Guard to Chicago. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports.
Congresswoman Delia Ramirez calls it a distraction as federal lawmakers return to D.C. to pass a spending bill and avoid a government shutdown by the end of this month. Ramirez, whose district stretches from Chicago's west side to the western suburbs, says her constituents don't need Trump's troops on their streets.
What we need is health care. What we need is education. What we need is infrastructure funding. What we need is for them to release the Epstein files. That is what we need.
Ramirez says she and her Democratic colleagues will, quote, use every legislative action to counter Trump's plans. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
The Trump administration is challenging Illinois laws that provide in-state tuition and financial aid to immigrant students who live here but lack legal status. Federal officials say they disadvantage American citizens from other states. But local advocates disagree. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillip reports.
Students who lack legal status can't get federal student loans or grants to pay for college. What's made a difference in Illinois is that they are able to access in-state tuition prices and state-funded financial aid. Jennifer Juarez is with the Latino Policy Forum.
A lot of our students say, you know, I'm really trying my best here to get a college education, that I'm a good member of society, right? That I can help my family out, right? And contribute, right, to the economy as well.
A statement from the governor's office said that allowing students who lack legal status to access in-state tuition and financial aid is consistent with federal law. Lisa Corian-Phillip, WBEZ News.
The Chicago Public Library has announced its One Book, One Chicago Pick for 2025. The honor goes to Olga Dine's Dreaming by Xochitl Gonzalez. The novel tells the story of two successful Latino siblings who must confront the impact of long-held family secrets. Gonzalez says she's excited for her 2022 debut novel to meet new readers.
Just, it gets me so excited to think about people like getting on their way to work and, you know, getting on a bus and reading Olga and checking it out of the library. And it just, it's really thrilling for me.
Chicago Public Library Commissioner Chris Brown says the book tells a story that feels local. The debut from Gonzalez was named a Best of 2022 by NPR and The New York Times. You're listening to The Rundown. President Donald Trump has threatened to send federal troops into Chicago to fight crime. But teenagers who live in an area of the southeast side notorious for gun violence have strong feelings about what that could mean for their community, as WBEZ Sarah Karp discovered when she visited a local high school.
Charles Pierce is 17 years old and starting his final year at Progressive Leadership Academy. He describes himself as an outstander, someone who doesn't need to fit in. He says he doesn't trust police, and he sees the National Guard in the same way.
So if a military people come in, that make it worse because they're in the military and all they do is kill and stuff. So for us, like people sitting inside a neighborhood or something, with our military weapons and stuff on them, that'll make us even more fear and like scared.
Progressive Leadership Academy is a second chance school for kids that, for whatever reason, didn't make it in a traditional high school. It's next to what is known as O Block, a stretch of short brown brick apartment buildings in the Woodlawn neighborhood. Since 2010, more people have been shot here than any other block in the city. The killings, the gangbanging, and the crime was made infamous in songs like this one, Welcome to O'Block. And others like this one, called From O'Block. The students at the school, like Charles, live with these songs are talking about.
Inside school buildings, I feel a little bit more safer because a lot of structure and stuff going on. And like one of the policies of school 9 times out of 10 is for it to be safe. But outside of school, it's not a time I'm not watching my back.
Charles says one way to stay safe is to be outside in his neighborhood as little as possible to get rides everywhere he goes. Damari Hayes feels the same way.
Worried. That's when I'll be trying to be outside for real. I go to work. And that's it. Set this off.
Last year, after getting into a beef with another teenager, 60-year-old Miracle Davis says she was on guard all the time.
I didn't feel safe with walking home because it was like a misunderstanding with me and some other people outside of school. My principal, she helped me get home safe by getting me Ubers and making sure I got home and got to school on time.
As is the case in the rest of the city, even here, shootings are down. So far this year, 2 were shot on this block. Down from 22 at its height 5 years ago. For these teenagers, the threat of violence still feels pervasive. But Damari says the solution isn't sending in federal troops.
One thing people out here need is a little bit of help. They don't need the military. They just need some mental institutions to help the mental people. They need some financial help to help the financial less. Like, they just need to help a little bit of people.
Damari says it's deep-rooted problems in what he calls the trenches that need to be solved, like unemployment, lack of housing, addiction, and trauma.
If Trump tried to send some help out here for that stuff, not no help to try to cut crime out, you're going to cut crime out with helping the people that's less fortunate.
And more opportunities like jobs and stuff too. And I feel like he shouldn't bring men that's trained to kill because it's not going to turn the violence down. It's going to bring it back up. And he's basically trying to start a war with his own community. And like he's starting a war with us instead of helping us.
Teens here say Trump bringing in troops feels more like he's attacking the community than that he's protecting it. And Damari says Chicago won't tolerate it.
You know, we're a sanctuary state. We're not going to let the government just come in here and do whatever they want to do, take out the immigrants. We're not going to let y'all do that. They got free will out here. Ain't nobody stopping them from being out here. If y'all want to do that anywhere else, y'all can. Y'all can't do it out here, though. This is Chicago.
And Damari and other teens worry that whatever peace does exist here would be inflamed by having people from outside the community in full military garb walking around. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Taking a look at the forecast, we're heading to a high of 75 degrees today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, rain likely with a low of 49, and tomorrow we'll see sunny skies with a high of 67. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Michael Puente. Thanks for listening.